And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in San Diego, and we have a great show for you today. The one and only Bob Hoos and Captain Dwayne Diego from Costa are here, and we're going to have a great show talking some fishing and some sunglasses, too. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a fun show today is going to be.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, announcing our new partnership with Costa Sunglasses and the one and only, the rep from out here in the West, Bob Hoos. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Hoos. Yeah, great day. I know Costa's been after us for quite a while, and we had a great relationship with Maui Jim for many, many years, but let's just say that Costa made us a deal we couldn't refuse.
A change in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, change in the wheelhouse, and we're very proud to be associated with Costa. Of course, Maui Jim, great partners for many, many years and fantastic company, but Costa's, man, all about fishing. That's one of the cool things about them.
Yeah, our, you know, for 30-something years, Costa has been looking for the best performance lens on the water. Whether you surf, fish, dive, I mean, we're looking at all the different lens colors, technology, and that's what Costa is all about, is making the best lens for the anglers.
Yeah, and you look at everything that they do and associate with is about fishing in
the water.
It's not about golf.
We all love
golf.
To fish.
It's not about, you know.
We don't do golf.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. It's about fish and water.
Yeah, we're having some fun right now. We're doing surveys of the captains and getting feedback on what lens colors for different conditions. And we got to keep our boy Dwayne outfitted with all the different lens colors and styles. And right now we're launching the Pro Series, and we talked about that earlier. Tuna Alley is one of the styles that's coming out as a pro series, and also reefed in. Those are two good styles that fit a lot of the anglers. And the pro series has more ventilation, so your lens doesn't fog up when you're in the wheelhouse.
Okay.
And all sorts of we've integrated the rubber on the arms into the frame, so less warranty, you know, for the what these guys put our sunglasses through.
Yeah.
Mostly it's so many captains out there don't wear a retainer,
right,
and they chew on the arms. I get these sunglasses back, and I'm like, damn, what happened? Fit this thing.
Yeah.
But so we're doing that launch in March, and we were talking earlier, our first event, it's going to be my first show in 2 years, is Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Festival.
That's cool. In February.
Yeah, yep. 2 years of
I know.
No shows.
Crazy, huh?
We're going to rock that show in Orange County February 18th through the 20th. Hoping to see all the boys there. We'll have a booth, and we're going to have all the new product out and have some fun.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Captain Dwayne Diego, welcome. Glad to have you on the show. And how long have you been associated with Costa?
I've been working with Costa for about 2.5 years now. And been really stoked with the performance of the glasses.
Yeah.
The lenses are unreal. You know, they obviously got a lot of colors to choose from, but the colors that are working for us are doing a damn good job here.
And now what do you like?
I use gray.
Gray.
I use blue a little bit, but I like the gray just because it gives me a truer read on the watercolor.
Like without the mirror.
Yeah, without the mirror.
Yeah, but and then the blue mirror is another secondary one.
Yeah, it's secondary. Yeah. I think I get a truer read of like the watercolor with gray when I'm just looking down. Of when you have blue, you kind of get it, everything looks blue.
Yeah.
Gray to me is always that like you're seeing exactly what you would be without shades, but your eyes are more relaxed behind a little darker thing. Like you're seeing exactly what you would be seeing without glasses, but you're just able to do it without squinting.
Yeah.
100%. No performance advantage taken away or given. It's just that's what you would be seeing anyways.
Yeah. And if you're in blue water, that's blue is blue is blue, then blue is red or wear because it makes everything really pop.
Yeah, but, you know, and what's your favorite frame style?
I have a few of the favorite frames are gonna be like the Sampan's a really good one, the Rincon, and then my favorite Spiro XL.
Spiro XL.
What's so cool about Costa is they have a huge selection of both like fishermen design forward frames, you know, wrap around, square, big, rectangle, whatever, but they have an equal amount of like lifestyle frames that have the same performance lenses in them. So like if you want a pair of shades that you want to drive down the street in your truck and just have a regular, you know, good looking pair of sunglasses but still have an on the water high end performance lens, like they're equally as big on lifestyle styles as they are on fisherman performance styles.
Yeah. What does Bob Hoos wear?
I was just going to say, I got to give Rock Cod Rick a part-time job. He nailed it right there.
Well, he sells them at Fisherman's Landing Tackle,
yeah,
right?
We're like one of the original Costa dealers. I mean, we've been a dealer with Costa for 22 years or something. I mean, they're awesome. And, I mean, they have stood that test of time. Think about the number of sunglass companies that have come and gone and said, hey, we've got these glasses that are just as good, but they're cheaper, and you should buy these. I mean, for 22 years, we've been a Costa dealer because they're awesome.
And how long has Bill Popart been after you in the tackle store to have them be a part of Let's Talk Hookup?
So it's been a long time.
Yeah, we got to give kudos to Bill Popart because without him, he is like the guy that put it all together.
Yeah.
And he's like
he was at the rail for 20 years.
Oh yeah, like he was like relentless with us. It's like constantly on. He's like, no, Bill, no,
I'm
Bill,
excited,
no,
yeah.
But yeah, but so. We're fired up. We're thrilled.
Yeah. I couldn't have been more stoked because I love the glasses. I know them very, very well. I follow exactly what you said. Our relationship with Maui Jim was great, but I couldn't be more happy to be part of Costa. Blackfin Pro, best fitting pair of sunglasses
Blackfin
ever.
Pro.
Yeah, I just
that's the thing. It's like there's so many different styles. I went in. It's like they say, well, which glass do you want? I was like, I went in there. It's like, oh my god, I'm really confused here.
Well, the best.
I like the Rinconito. That's because I'm
Rinconcito,
a smaller face.
That was one of our most popular frames.
Yeah, but I got the Tuna Alley, and I really like that frame. Yeah,
I leave Tuna Alley on the boat. It's a wrap frame, and I've got several cut. Like we are discussing, gray is one of my favorite, gray glass. And then if I'm bluefin fishing, staring at the kite, it's sunny day, I'll go with the blue mirror. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just watching that flyer, hoping for a bite.
Now, but, speaking of bluefin, how many bluefin did you catch on Pinnacle Sport Fishing this year?
We had 301 fish over 100 pounds.
Holy mackerel.
Here, dude. How cool is that?
Absolutely crazy.
Yeah. We set a little goal. We try to set goals every year now with Ryan and Cameron on the team. You know, yeah. And they're younger and they're really hungry and they're really
Are you running two boats now?
We have three.
Three boats now. Wow.
So I gave a kind of a goal I thought might have been a little tougher to achieve. And, you know,
300
last
triple
trip
digits.
We ended up with number 301 and we were stoked.
I look at all the old Tuna Club books over in Avalon in the 30s, 20s, 30s, and 300 fish over 100 pounds would be like a 5-year run at that club. But mind you, they're fishing with bamboo rods and linen line and a reel that, you know, would spin backwards. But I always tell these kids, these are the good days.
Oh,
the good old days are right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
If you look at the history,
it doesn't get better than how it is,
you know,
right now.
What, 60, 70, 90 years ago? The fishing is better now locally, and these kids they don't know what they have. I mean, it's absolutely – the good old days are right now.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is one cool tuna, Jeff, sent me a thing that San Diego was the number one fishing destination in the country for 2021.
That's awesome.
Number one in the country.
And I can see that. Yeah.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh? And understandable, right?
Yeah.
How in the heck can we beat Florida in a place like
that? That's what I'm saying. Like, no surprise based on how good the fishing is, but surprise based on that, like, there's other destinations that, like, that's the only reason you're going there.
Yeah.
That's great.
Catch a big one.
Yeah, that's
right?
Awesome.
Right? So you think we're going to get it in the 2022?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, it's already happening. Down below, where the guys are wrapping them like crazy.
Yep.
Now, we haven't heard from Tom Green yet. Of course, it's only January 15th. I think they finished up like January 20th last year. But I think it's going to be that we're going to get a call from Tom Green, the SAC spotter plane pilot, and say, oh, yeah, we're done. Commercial quota's done.
And this might be the year we throw out the albacore card.
Ooh. Colder
you
water.
You never know.
Well, Pete has already made the prediction on January 1. Like, Pete's got it dialed. He will be the guy that correctly predicts albacore. He predicts them every single year. Because at this point, we've all wrote it off for sure. I know it's not going to happen this year. Not Pete. He holds the course. He predicted it again. So when it comes true, you can play that loop back January 1. I'm telling you, this is going to be the year.
This is the year we're going to have albacore.
We're
just like I've said for the last 20 years.
That's right.
Yeah. Been wrong for 19 years, but, you know, it's like
one of these days
it's going to happen. So
fish and chovy in the morning, flyers in the evening.
That's just fine. I mean, how about that? I wouldn't that
come
be
in with a limit of albacore and bluefin.
And bluefin. Yeah. That would be cool. That would be cool. So some of the things that Costa does that gets involved with the fishing world are there's a lot. And one of the partnerships that they have is with the Oshirt, right? And they have now their own line of sunglasses.
Yeah,
with,
we made a frame
with them, right?
With Oshirt, and that's all the study of sharks, the movements, great white sharks, and that boat travels all over the world. And Costa's all about, you know, conservation efforts with CCA and anywhere where we can make a difference on the ocean. We have the Kick Plastic campaigns where we'll call a tackle store and go, hey, where are the guys surfing? What's the nearest beach? And go down there and pick up all the trash on the beach and, you know, have some fun on, you know, a beach cleanup. And, you know, you just do your part. We love the ocean. It's our second home. And we want to do our part to make it fishable and clean and for the future generations.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Another thing I want to say is with our Untangled series.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping
to
say.
Yeah, Untangled series. So our guys were down in Chile, and we noticed that the commercial fishermen, when their purse seine nets get used and they're no longer fishable, they pretty much leave them on the beach. And it's expensive to dispose of them. So our guys went down there, and we took these old commercial purse nets, and we set up a little factory down there, and we break the net down into pellets and then injection mold the frames. And we're going to give out a pair of the Untangled series today. It's a frame made out of recycled fishing nets.
That's legit. Wow. That is so cool.
Yeah. And you actually make the frames in Chile?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And now what we're seeing is it gives the fishermen in the off season a little job to, you know, point us in the direction of where all the nets are and, you know, bring them back to the, you know, the factory and break them down. And, you know, the beaches are an endless inventory down there.
And that series of frame is really cool, too. It's distinct. It's distinct
black,
in its look,
yeah.
But, like, distinct in a very good way. Yeah, it's like it's more of a matte than a glossy finish. It's all really cool-looking styles, but it has the same Costa lenses.
The story behind it is just amazing.
It's a great story.
You take a used fishing net, and it goes through the process, and you have a pair of sunglasses.
Yeah, right.
It's our same lens that are made over in Italy, you know, same performance lens, but we pop it in that recycled frame, and it's called the Untangled series.
And then the other frames are made in Italy too?
No, the frames are made in the U.S.
Okay.
For all the Costa sunglasses, and then our Untangled is
made
from the fishing nets.
Wow. Yeah. And then the lenses are all made in Italy?
Italy.
Wow.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we haven't talked about is that Costa also is all about prescription lenses too, right?
Yeah, and for prescription customers, there's an RX company in San Diego called Sport RX, and they're right off the freeway. Just Google
all over
Sport.
Southern California, right?
Well, you can go into any RX Costa authorized dealer, and they'll do your prescription, and they're a Costa, you know, art prescription supplier. The group that's, I think, most involved down here is Sport RX.
Okay.
And
what about
LA
and Orange County?
Yeah, you just go, you can go on CostaDelMar.com and find a dealer. And I'm not at that point right now. I'm readers.
It's
more complicated. You're not going to get your sunglasses that day. You got to order them and, you know, pick out. You know, give them your prescription, but
there again, like if you don't need, if you're like, you know, you guys, and you don't need a full prescription pair of glasses, they offer C-Mates.
Yeah, C-Mate, Ricky, great point. The C-Mates have readers on the bottom third of the lens, and for tying knots and, you know, that sort of thing, it's great for a guy to, you know, have a, you know, a gray or a blue mirror lens out on the boat. Goes to tie a knot, can't see, and you have the C-Mates on.
We sell a lot of those because, again, it's just a very regular, normal, current, good-looking pair of shades that you look through and you see everything normal, but when you're looking straight down to tie a knot or pin a bait on, you've just got whatever level of magnification you want, and they have multiple levels of it, just like, you know, just like your pair of readers, so like you don't have to take them on and off all the time. And it's crazy how your line of sight looking right through them is so not interrupted by the reader, but when
not
you need
all.
It and you stare down, you're tying your knot, whatever it might be, you got some magnification.
Dwayne, how does that sound, having to wear C-Mates to pin a bait on?
Young man,
that frightens me.
I just turned 44 today, so I'm
sure it's not
too far away.
Happy birthday! Wow.
C-Mates are right around the corner.
44!
Happy birthday!
I'll put them on my wish list for 45.
Yeah.
Pinnacle catches fish over 100. They're not worried about pinning baits on that are too small to see. Everything they put out weighs a pound and a half or more. Like, what is he worried about?
Yeah.
I will check your pro account when that C-Mates posts. We'll have a little celebration. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, well, as you can hear, we have a great celebration, a birthday celebration Captain Dwayne, and a lot to celebrate here with our new partnership with Costa, and, of course, some great fishing talk to talk about with Captain Dwayne, too.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I mean, boy, between having some of the best in the business, both in the sunglass world and the fishing world, it's going to be a great show today, and we want to hear from you. If you want to join us and be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090, or send us a text. The text the show option has been hugely popular here on Let's Talk Hookup, and it's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, easy to get on your Android or your iPhone device. Just search Let's Talk Hookup. You'll find it. Easy way to listen to the show. You can catch all the show archives. When you're driving home in traffic, you can fire that thing off and catch whatever shows you might have missed in the past. It's a lot of fun, and it's the only way to send a text to the show today. And, man, not only are we having lots of fun talking all kinds of Costa, talking Pinnacle, we've got so much cool fishing info going on, and celebrating this great new partnership with Costa, we are giving away two killer prizes at the end of the show today, one of which is going to go to one of our callers at 213-432-1090 at the end of the show, and one to one of our texters at the end of the show. Again, text your questions to that Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure that you include your phone number so we have some contact info to call you back on. It's not like a normal text when you're texting one of your buds. Your phone number won't pop up, so make sure with your when you've got your question for Dwayne or your question for Hoos, you include your phone number so we can pick one of those winners and send it back. Our phone callers are going to be eligible to win a Spiro XL, one of the nicest, probably one of our most popular pair that we carry. It's a large lens, really good coverage. It's like one of those glasses that just fits everybody. Really nice pair of glasses. And then our texters are going to win that Untangled series like we were talking about, made from those fishing nets. It's just a great way to kick off an awesome partnership with the best glasses on the water.
There you go. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great questions. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
If you're going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with the minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island launch ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once, and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Hobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations and spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood-fired pizza oven. Check out our website, cedrosislandfishingcharters.com, and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call, 760-913-9035.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup again. Going to be a great show today. It's going to be clearly a very busy one. All the phone lines already packed up. Texts are pouring through. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call at 213-432-1090 or text us on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
You bet. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it, man. We're going to start it off this morning with Sean. Sean's calling us from Lomita. Good morning, Sean. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, everybody. So did we get lucky yet? I missed the very opening of the show. Are you a cod father now?
You know, we were sure that it was going to happen during the week, but he's still hanging out and everything's good. Mom is happy and healthy. She's very ready to get that baby out, but yeah, not yet. We'll.
I fully expected this week to be the week.
Up until yesterday afternoon, I knew that I was going to call you, like, man, you better get Corey on the line. I'm not making it, but no, we're all good. Yeah, I mean, we're very much at the any day now mode, but nope, still hanging tough.
All right, great, because I met Codfather 1. I guess you'd be Codfather 2. Anyway, I was just wondering, I always say when you're going, people say, what do you bring for fishing tackle? I said, well, the first thing you need are boots, a pair of dykes, and a good pair of sunglasses. I think those are three essentials for our long-range fishing. And my question is, do we have any models of coasters that do not have a frame going down below? I like to have just a frame across the top because I tend to fog up glasses easily with full frames going around each lens.
There's very limited styles with the frame not on the bottom of the lens. We do have some. If you go to CostaDelMar.com and go under the lifestyle brands, you'll see several styles that have that. But What I would suggest for you is check out the new Pro Series, the Blackfin Pro. They have better and larger ventilation, and you're not going to have that fogging issue you talked about. And go into Fisherman's Landing, try them on, make sure it ask for the Pro Series, see what fits your face, and you're going to be really happy with that kind of ventilation and no fogging issues and out on the water.
Have you used those?
Yeah, I love them.
And they work.
Yeah, the ventilation on them is incredible compared to like the old style without the ventilation. And yeah. I just like the rubber stoppers on the ears and the nose too. They don't slide off your face. So
nice.
You get busy, you're sweating, they stay. And I had problems with other glasses falling in the water off my face.
And I would say that when you try them on, you don't want the sunglass to cup your face like a dive mask. You want a little bit of separation
space
between your cheeks and the frame, but those extra vents in the Pro Series will help. But
yeah, they work.
It's almost hard to describe, but it's going to be very easy when you see it. But there are, there's just little holes in the frame. And like
vents.
When you're used to what you're experiencing and it's hot and you're breathing heavy and, your glasses fog up, you just don't have that problem with that Pro Series there. And
right.
And I don't know if it's the rubber that Dwayne's talking about, but the fit just seems better on the Pro Series. Like Blackfin was always a hugely popular pair for us. Blackfin Pro just seems to fit so many more people. I don't know if it's the comfort thing or what, but those Pro Series are really nice.
It's just a universal frame. And also I would say that you want to keep them clean. Get yourself a clean kit. We make a spray and a cloth, and keep all the oils off the lens on the inside, and that will help prevent fogging as well.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Now, I also might add, too, like all over Southern California, there's dealers. Turner's Outdoorsman's a Costa dealer, right?
Yeah.
East County Bait and Tackle.
East
the
County.
Costa dealer.
Sure.
There's many up and
Luke's
down the coast.
Right on.
Luke's, okay. Luke's right here.
Fisherman's Landing.
And then Fisherman's Landing. And then
West
up,
Marine.
And then Orange County.
All over.
L.A.
Yeah.
They're like everywhere.
CostaDelMar.com, find a dealer.
Yeah.
Put your area code in, it'll pop up.
Great. Hey, I have a great text from Mike in Santa Clara. He says, I've had several pairs of Costas over the years and absolutely love them. I've worked on the water most of my life, and they are definitely a fit, and they definitely fit the bill. However, I do require prescription glasses and would absolutely love to get a pair with your lens material. Are there any plans to get prescription lenses with your specific lenses? So we talked about that, and it's easy, right?
Go on CostaDelMar.com.
There's a little tab that says prescription.
Yeah, prescription. And if you have your frame, if you have your frame selected, take a photo of your prescription, go on CostaDelMar.com, click prescription, and you can put your frame in the cart, pick your lens, and then you download your prescription, and we'll make them for you.
They make them incentive to you.
Yeah.
So you don't even know if you already have your prescription. You can just give it to them, and they'll do it right over the internet.
Take a photo of your prescription and put it on your – make a file. It'll ask to download your prescription. 2 or 3 weeks, you got your pair of RX.
Same for a dealer like Fisherman's Landing. You guys handle that kind of thing too?
Prescription has to be done through – you know, it's what it is. It's a prescription, so it has to be done through somebody, you know. So, no, you know, unfortunately, it's somebody that handles prescription lenses.
Okay.
You know, it's a doctor-prescribed thing, so – you know, you can go to the tackle store for most things, but nothing doctor.
It's like a.
It depends on what doctor, though.
The
fishing doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. Ricky will tell you what to catch, right?
It's like a custom rod and a production rod.
Right.
You guys are selling production frames, and if you want prescription, it's a custom order.
Yeah. Anything that's doctor related like that, it's got to go through a facility for it. So, but another great text, though, kind of along similar lines. This is from Doug in Claremont. Kind of a question for Dwayne and who's combined. It says, good morning, boys. I want to know what the best lens color is for spotting kelp patties offshore in somewhat cloudy Southern California conditions. Do you change the lens color based on condition like that? Do you just find one, you stick with it? What do you guys like for glasses for finding kelps?
I really like the gray still.
Gray for finding kelps.
Yeah,
wow.
Gray. I've been told amber and like guys like amber, but I just stick with gray because, again, it's like the same vision that I'd have just – you know, with minus the glare.
Yeah.
So my eyes are really trained on looking for kelps as they are rather than having something enhance a kelp color. I tried the amber. It didn't really make a difference for me. I just like the gray. And I like, you know, if you can find like a lighter gray lens, you know, which we do carry. We don't have the Costa gray lenses aren't super dark.
It's very neutral.
It's really neutral, so kelps still pop, so that's what I use.
Yeah. Cool. You mentioned overcast days, and a lot of times when it's like this, you know, cloud cover, fog, and whatnot, that those kelps are just a slight silhouette of color. And like Dwayne was saying, the gray glass lens, your eye will catch that slight color separation. The blue and the green mirror are better for bright, sunny days.
Yeah,
and
if it's sunny, like bluebird sunny, then throw in those blue ones and those kelps will pop super hard. But if it's gray, you want to go with a gray lens for sure.
All right, good tips.
What about lens material? Like, does the polycarbonate versus glass make a difference for something like that? Does the 400 versus 580 make a difference for something like that?
It doesn't make a difference. The polycarbonate are lighter, but they scratch really easy. And I don't own a single pair of poly. I prefer the glass.
Because they don't scratch.
They don't scratch, They're slightly heavier material, the glass, but, you know, they're going to last longer. They're not going to scratch. You can take a car key on a Costa glass lens and try to scratch it.
Really?
Wow.
We always say the same thing. Like, everybody that sells you glasses will tell you, like, oh, well, you should, you know, spray it with a cleaner and you should clean it with a microcloth. We're fishermen. Not a single. I guarantee you, even Hoos, nobody does that.
Yeah.
You lick your finger and you swipe it over the glass and you do it with your salty, bloody, mackerel stained t-shirt, you know, and that's just how it is. And although that's not what you're supposed to do, that's the reality of how all of us do it. So going with a glass lens is just going to keep you from hurting your product.
And when we come up to the kelp, the beauty of a polarized lens is you're going to be able to see under the water. It's going to cut that glare and, you know, see if any yellowtail or dorado are home. And that's what I like the most about the polarized lens. When you get to the kelp, you're going to see what's out there.
Speaking of fishing, tell us about Pinnacle Sport Fishing. What boats do you run and everything, Dwayne? And tell us about your operation.
I run a three-boat, four-pack charter operation here out of San Diego. We're out of Mission Bay. We specialize in...
Out of Dana Landing, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Correct. And we specialize in taking small groups of guys fishing, fishing tuna, yellowtail, dorado, you know, anything that's prevalent here in our backyard, migrating through or visiting us for a while. You know, we put our aims on and try to show guys a good time. We have a couple 28 Parkers and a 25 Parker, all pilot houses.
Nice.
And yeah,
from West Coast Marine. I know you're. Yeah. We hear you on the spot every week or every other week for West Coast Marine advertising for Kevin and, and
Kevin
the boys.
Kevin helped us get us lined up in all three boats, and we
Kevin's
love him to death.
Man.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah,
great guy, great boats. We're still just like showing people good times.
How things change? You've been at this for a while, especially in this game. Like, how have your boats changed from when you started, first started to now having three boats, and you've spent, years on that style of boat? Like, how have the boats changed around as you added boats to the fleet? Are they exactly the same as when you started, or have you added, taken away things? Like, what's that progression been
like? There's definitely been a bit of a progression with the way the boats are laid out. Nowadays, we chopped off all the tops of the bridges, so we have no more canopies over our bridge. It's all open, so we can fish from up there, catch from up there, fish
Sweet.
From up there. That's really the major change, just being able to do what we do from above instead of hopping up, down, and back up like 100 times a day.
So when you're up there driving, you're flying, fishing your kite or whatever it might be from up top.
And we can do everything up there. Yeah.
Where if you had a bimini top over, then that's limiting you from being able to.
Yeah, it's very cumbersome up there. You're like reaching around the stanchions.
And, sure.
So now we can. Yeah. We're a full service operation from up there.
Needs to wear a bigger hat.
Yeah.
For sure. You're fully exposed.
A little less shade.
I would add to Dwayne's operation when you, I meet him at the dock after a trip. You're chasing these trophy bluefin, and everything's perfect on Dwayne's boat. Everything's new
Santa.
And clean. It's a five-star operation. Tackle's all organized. The crew's working. Everything's just ready to go and nice, and you're like, this is five-star.
Here we
Let's go.
Preparation has a lot to do with luck and the outcome, so we like to try to keep everything Santa. If you take care of your boat takes care of you.
That's for sure, man.
All the above is what I was taught when I was
brand new outboards just purring off the back.
Yeah. And, gotta love it. Well, let's find out what's biting down in the Baja.
You got it, man. It's time for our catch port with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Cast Port, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli, snacks, beverages, ice and boating supplies. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the brand new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Long Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside, and that brand new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, they're on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for more info.
And I might add, too, that Johnny and Steve and the boys are going to be right here in the World Headquarters next Saturday.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking some Dana Landing, East County Bait and Tackle. Hear about the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. That's next Saturday on Let's Talk Hookup. Don't want to miss that.
Lots of plans for new Lemon Grove, and it's the home of Pinnacle. So maybe
that's right.
Hey, with that said, let's find out what's going on in the Baja and talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Here in Puerto Vallarta, very, very nice, beautiful day here. Calm seas and fishing down here has been okay. They're catching sails inside Banderas Bay there, not too far out, 2 to 3 miles of getting the sails. And, of course, inshore, but mostly some nice-sized jacks and rooster fish and some sierras. But otherwise, just beautiful weather down here and kind of a different for me. Normally, I stay at the all-inclusive resorts north of town here. And but this time, we're staying right downtown. There's a beautiful beach here and some beachfront hotels. And it's just been a really, really nice experience. A lot of great restaurants and bars, just all walking distance to the hotel. But, some good fishing going on down here. And got a fresh report from Baja Bob Lewis there at La Playita there at San Jose del Cabo. He says, had some strong north winds that came up this past week. And so they've been fishing from the Palmilla toward Cabo San Lucas and then up around into the Sea of Cortez, and still a lot of striped marlin down there. If you guys want to catch marlin, there's plenty around to be had. Good quality Dorado up to, 25 pounds. Sierras, a few Wahoo still hanging around. And otherwise, some fairly good fishing this time of year. And, of course, good weather as you come down into the Baja, southern Baja, and then over to mainland Mexico. I'm hoping to start getting some fresh reports in from Xtapa Z1 Tenejo. been something going on down there that we're not able to get the reports, but hopefully I'll have some in the next coming weeks. And anyway, we're less than 2 weeks away from the Let's Talk Hookup Lake El Salto trip. We had 18 listeners going on that trip with Corey and I, and it should be a fabulous, fabulous trip. Can't wait to get in there and catch those largemouth bass.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's fun.
Yeah, and you got to leave a couple for us, too.
Oh, Pete, always. You know that.
Yeah.
Always take care of you boys.
Yeah, boy.
But anyway, anybody wants to book a trip, Southern Baja, get down in mainland Mexico, some of that beautiful winter weather, give us a call at Cass Tours, 800-593-6510, or check us out on the web at www.casstours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
No grass grows under this guy's feet. Cass Man, Richard Castaneda, thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Are you actually going to be home?
Yeah, actually, we'll be. Until I leave for Lake El Salto.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Very good.
Thanks, Cass. All right, that's going to wrap up That's going to wrap up our report today. Again, sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks, including the new size 2 and size 4, perfect for those finicky yellowfin and bluefin bites. From the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, or the Nautilus HD, having the ability to choose the right size gauge of wire on your circle hook is key. With Gamakatsu Nautilus, you now have that choice and the confidence that you're using the finest hooks made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at selected tackle stores. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phones are packed, so are the texts. You stay tuned. Lots more with Costa and Pinnacle Sport Fishing when we return with Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 Pilot House over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great stuff from Shimano, and I'll tell you what, 2022, they haven't lost their beat here, the Talica. You got to get, I mean, now is the opportunity to stock up on Talica, right?
Man, you're not
because
kidding.
Because once the fishing season really kicks into full gear, watch out.
Let's be real. We all know what happened. Inventory was very tough last year. If you still look outside, you see all those container ships out there, and it's nice that that stuff is available and in hand right now. This bluefin's not going anywhere. Talica 12. Talica 20. I mean, those are just the tools that we need for this year, and they're available right now, so don't sleep on it. Now is for sure the time to get that best gear.
Whether so you can get a 50 now?
Sure, right.
You can
right
get a 25, second, you can get a 20, you can get a 16, you can get a 12, 10.
It is time.
All of the above.
And I assure you that probably we will probably not be saying that same thing come July. You know what I mean? Like, it's just that gear is in demand, and more people want it than the ability to make it fast enough and get it on the shelf. So, yeah, it is time to stock up on your gear for sure. Don't let a repeat of what happened last year happen again.
Yeah, get into your local Shimano dealer. Stock up on the Talica series.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, lots of fun going on, talking Costa. I'm so stoked to have Costa on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah,
it just feels right. Like, it's been such a long time coming, and really excited.
Yeah, and to have partners with Bob, man. Now we can get Bob on the show and talk Costa and Dwayne and the whole, you know.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
you think we'll ever get Popart on the show? You think Popart will ever talk?
If he gets out of the snow in Montana.
I think it's like 4 degrees
in Montana. Yeah.
Paul Lepore was down yesterday enjoying some Point Loma Seafoods and snuck into the tackle store and said it was 4 degrees when they left and 18 inches of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
So they came for some San Diego sunshine yesterday.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, the Iron Man, Gary White from Lawndale, says, I need prescription glasses so I can tie knots. And he wants to know about the Costa warranty when he gets. Now, when you buy a pair of Costa glasses, is there a warranty?
So there's a warranty on the frame and all the moving parts, the arms, and it's a lifetime warranty. If you have any problems with your Costas, you go on to CostaDelMar.com. You click an icon that says Repair My Costas. They'll print a shipping label out for you, ship them in, and they'll fix them and send them back.
Wow.
And
minor charge?
But no, it's no charge.
No charge?
Yeah, it's warranty.
For how long?
Lifetime.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, seriously.
Unless you...
Because you won't break them. They can do it because of that.
There's not much to a pair of sunglasses. I mean, you got the frame and the arms and the connection. What we don't warranty is when you know, guys are up in a tower and they drop them on the deck and the lens shatters. That's a $60 to $70 replacement charge.
But you can do you can pay for a replacement of the lenses.
Yeah,
even when it's 100% your fault, and that's the beauty of it.
I've been before I was working with Costa. I've been wearing Costas for almost 20 years and I've never broke a lens, but I do see it happen, and I just guide the people to the website. $60-$70, you'll get a new pair of lens.
I'm that type of idiot that doesn't wear a sunglass leash. I wear them on the top of my hat.
Yeah.
I turn my head too fast one direction, they go flying off, and I can't tell you how durable they are, but eventually it does happen, and they land just right, and they crack, and it's really easy to deal with. It's on their website, and it's just... You know, I mean, it's just step by step. You basically start a service on their website. It just asks you what kind they are and what style they're in. Even if you don't know, it's not the end of the world. There's an option for that. But you basically just punch in your info, and then it prints you out a service ticket. And all you do is drop them in the mail, and a week later they show back up with your new lenses in them.
That's nice. Now, Joe, from Fallbrook, who didn't put his phone number, so we can't put you in a contest if you don't put your phone number. So on his text, he wants to know if you make RX lenses out of glass or polycarbonate.
Both.
Good question. Oh, both.
Yeah.
So you can go either way.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And you go on CostaDelMar.com, find an RX dealer, depending on where you live, and go from there.
All right.
And I'll bug you for one more. Do they still make 400 lenses, or is everything 580?
Everything's 580.
Okay.
580 is the...
It's just our technology.
The quality of the technology.
The polarized lens and all the various colors and... You know, the lens is made over in Italy at Luzzatica, and they're one of the, you know, the best lens manufacturers in the world. And fortunately for us, I mean, when you ship a stack of lenses over to the U.S., we're not looking at a container or, you know, have these problems with the shipping and, you know, supply chain issues. So
it hasn't been a problem for you.
No, they're stacked like pucks and shipped
and they're assembled in the U.S.
Right over at Foothill Ranch.
No way, really?
Next to the Oakley building. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
Well, the phones are absolutely jam-packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to the boys. Why don't we jump back into them and talk to Brad, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Brad. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Got a fly fishing question. I do a lot of fly fishing up in the rivers and Sierra, so looking for a recommendation for best frame, best color, so on and so forth.
Okay. So best frame is an easy question. If you're down in this area, San Diego, going to Fisherman's Landing, and they have a Costa, you know, display, see what fits your face. Because
there's okay. So yeah, everybody's face is different.
It's a custom fit. See what fits your face. As far as colors for fly fishing, Eastern Sierra, I work with a lot of the fly fishing guides up there, and our the number one lens up there on overcast early morning, late afternoon is Sunrise Silver Mirror. It's an amber Sunrise Silver Mirror.
Sunrise Silver Mirror.
Yeah,
that's like very almost like a yellow lens.
Yeah, it's amber and it's a sight fishing lens. But if you have like light colored eyes, green or blue eyes, it's not going to offer the protection once the sun comes out. And then on most of the fly guides, after the Sunrise Silver Mirror light, you know, increases, they'll go to Green Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of the old school guys, I've noticed the older guides are wearing copper. So Sunrise Silver Mirror for the morning, late afternoon, and then overcast days, and then a Green Mirror or a copper would be my recommendation.
The cool thing, too, about those Sunrise with the Silver Mirror is the Silver Mirror part. Like, I've always thought a pair of yellow lenses just looks funky. I mean, it just does. And
Florida
and,
guy.
Yeah, exactly. And what you're looking through is that bright yellow, so you get that advantage. But when somebody looks back at you, it's just a mirrored lens. I mean, they look like any regular pair of glasses. So like when you have them on from the outside looking in, yeah, it just looks like a normal pair of shades, but you get that super bright, you know. And those are nice too if you're on a day where it's really overcast. I mean, they're great. Yeah. They brighten everything up. Like when it's tough to see, like for the opposite reason, you know, on a bright sunny day, your eyes are squinting so hard to see, so you put your shades on to you know, kind of dim everything down so your eyes are comfortable. Well, it's the same thing when it's really dark and you're squinting to try and, you know, sure, gather all that light, and it just kind of brightens everything up for you.
For the green bass or freshwater bass anglers on the show today, the Sunrise Silver Mirror, all the sight fishing beds, spawning, we follow the bass tour and what the pros are wearing, and it's every single pro has got a Sunrise Silver Mirror and usually a Green Mirror.
Got it.
For their tournament trail.
Morning and then for the rest of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Ed. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, Ed. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a question for your guest there. I have a pair of Costa sunglasses and that, and what has happened? It seems to have loosened up back that it goes behind the ears. You know, my ears haven't moved forward at any time. And I'm just wondering, can I tighten those? How can I tighten those up?
You can adjust them, and I would go to a local RX, a prescription optometrist store in your area. Doesn't have to be a Costa dealer. And what they'll do is they'll heat the frame up and bend it back to fit your face. I've seen it done, and that would be my recommendation if the arms on the sunglasses have stretched out or it's just not fitting like it was. Take them into that store, and they'll heat them up and adjust them to your face.
All right, great. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a question for Dwayne.
Sure.
You catch 300 bluefin tuna this year. Over 100 pounds. So what's the technique? What's the tackle? What's your secret for targeting these big bluefin tuna? And what makes you so successful?
Oh, God. Well, first of all, like I'd say 95% of those fish came on the flying fish, whether it was a California flyer.
90%?
Yeah.
Oh, on the California flyer too,
yeah,
huh?
Or you know, a fresh dead flyer.
Okay.
All on heavier tackle, rail rods, and whatnot. But the secret to success, really, is just being ready, prepared, and keeping your eyes open the whole time. I can't tell you how many times this year and years past where we kind of skirted the edge of the fleet or kind of timed where these things should be walking, like up a break or whatever, and got away and just kept our eyes open and found fish and take advantage of that opportunity. That's other things. Each and every opportunity we got to catch a big fish we would stop and do it. You know, sometimes it turned into big hits. Sometimes it chip away all day till we were full. But, you know, it wasn't just going to fish where it's been or going and looking for the absolute mother load.
So before you leave, what kind of research are you doing?
100% using Terrafin.
Terrafin,
yeah,
okay.
Terrafin. Looking at the SST.
And you're looking for an edge?
Yeah, yeah. Looking at SSTs for water temperature changes, looking at chlorophyll for water color changes, looking at water altimetry, where the water's higher, where it's lower, which way the currents are pushing. All of it comes into play. It's
okay.
Not just color and temperature.
So what attracts you to an area? Like the warmer water, the colder water, the cleaner water, the dirtier water?
It all depends, you know, what time of season it is. Earlier in the season, you want the warmer water. Later in the season, you want the colder water. You always want to be near somewhat of a break where it goes from, you know, clean blue chalky into very blue water.
Okay.
You're going to find more bait there, and you want to make sure there's an area of really clean blue water, because a lot of times that really big fish is going to be in the bluer water.
Closer
to a break, but they'll be further outside than the medium-sized fish.
Yeah.
Or, you know, further into the blue.
One of the things that I took from talking with Dwayne on my program is just how he was saying being prepared for that opportunity. And sometimes you only get one shot on a trip. And on those slow days, you got to be ready. The flyer's got to be rigged and back up for additional, you know, bites. And we were talking about if you're on a private boat and you mark a, you know, maybe one or three fish, you know, they're there. Get that flyer out, deploy, and get a bite. And I've used that the last couple seasons just on slow days. Mark a fish, you know, have that flyer ready and run.
Yeah, usually if you mark one or two or four, you're pretty close to a lot more than that. You know, so kind of slow it down, put your head on the swivel, really pay attention to what's going on around you. A lot of times the stuff will just float and like off a micro signal, you know.
And it's so different than catching a 10-pound albacore. I mean, a bluefin bite. That's a day maker. It's a trip maker. It's a year maker. I mean, you're talking, you guys had 300 100-pounder, I mean, 100-pound tuna sitting on the deck of a 25-foot boat with you and your four or your five buds. I mean, it's high fives all the way around. It's sashimi for day. I mean, one bite in this fishery is the 100% day maker.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, you guys are known for getting big hits, but, like, one bite is everything. I mean, that's a huge win.
Yeah,
these are
absolutely
your trophy hunters and really successful at it.
Exactly. We're living in a really, really special time, so make every day count, every season count, every bite count, because this is not going to be around forever. That's why I try to tell my guys, my employees, my clients, like, fish every day like this is the last day that this is going to happen, because you never know when it is going to happen, and it will. It's all cyclic. Everything we operate on offshore, like fishery-wise, is cyclic.
Absolutely.
So,
hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. We got catch reports coming up and a lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. No downtime. This is migrating salmon going through our fishing grounds. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Our trips are 5 days, 4 nights. Custom fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. We are booking for 2022 now, and the trips are filling up quickly. So give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment of course, we've got 12 super pagas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. It's unique.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.